Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from beautiful Auroville in southern India. And it is 106 degrees Fahrenheit or 46 degrees Celsius. And the fan is off, the AC is off because we are in lockdown. And so I cannot go into the studio. And so that there's no noise, we are broadcasting in this way. So wherever you are, enjoy the grace and the beauty of what we are sending our way to you. In this episode, we are going to see how having a clear vision of your desired outcome and using your five senses along with the full faith, belief, and a strong desire and expectancy, how all of that will support your dream. And of course, we must release it like a balloon, knowing that this or something better will arise for all concerned. You never know the good that may come out of it when we choose to believe in the highest and best good for all concerned. I promised you in the last episode that I would share when Hamish and I went to Haifa University in Israel, and we were taking some courses in medical clowning. At that point, they were the only university in the world to offer this as a degree program. Anyway, I digress. On our way to the hospital to do some internship and to clown with our dream doctor colleagues, Hamish lost his passport. Oh my gosh, he went into panic mode, and the worst case scenario and the nightmare of getting his passport returned is all that clouded his mind. He was panicked, he was short of breath, there was all of these, and under the circumstances, he had to remember, we all had to remember which bus, the time, the stop, we didn't know the language, it was just a bit of a daunting task. Well, when we arrived at the hospital, the two dream doctors that were there just said, "That's okay, we'll backtrack and we'll figure it out." And the two dream doctors and myself, we began to see the end scenario. And in that end scenario, and then Hamish joined us as well, what we did was we saw Hamish's passport being found, we saw him receiving it, and we felt the elation, the absolute joy. And then we sensorized it using our five senses. What did we see? What did we smell? And, you know, we smelled beautifully Israeli food. We saw the man handing him his passport back. We felt the walls where we were close. It was Osofia, a beautiful, beautiful village. So we went into all of this and we ran a video. We created a video. And of course, as clowns, we can create the most crazy, beautiful, insane things. And that's exactly what we did. And we also had the strong feeling and the strong desire that we needed to find this passport because we were going to be leaving the country in about 2 weeks. And it took longer than 2 weeks to get your passport. And then, of course, we ended it in sheer gratitude, thanking the universe that this is what was required. And after we finished our clowning and we were on the floor for about 3 hours, within 3 hours, the passport was found. We had asked in full faith. We believed, we expected, and obviously the desire to have it returned was very, very high. And the universe, the source, God, whatever you choose to call this divine power, heard this small congress of clowns loud and clear, and it did its magic. Haim and I then went to the driver's home, and he just lived, about 5 minutes away from where we were staying in this beautiful village of Osofia, and his entire family welcomed us. His wife offered us a beautiful meal. Haim offered a reward and played his auto harp, much to their delight. And we sang and we danced, and everyone was very, very, very happy. And so it taught Hamish very much that if you keep focused on the goal, keep your focus and the blinders on, and reenact that over and over, and know to release it, the best will happen. So with that, what is it that you would love to find? Create a clear picture of your object of desire, be it a person, an object, anything, and have a strong belief, desire, and expectancy that you will receive it. Have fun with it. You know, cartoonize it. Make jokes of it. Sensorize it with all your senses. And then, of course, give gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As if it has already happened. And watch the magic unfold for the best for all concerned. And then take the time to write about it in as great a detail as possible. And then, like a favorite movie or song, play it over and over in your mind. Look into the mirror, see your eyes, and feel that feeling so strongly. And laugh it out to the universe, because the universe loves to laugh. And do that at least 2 or 3 times a day, because then you're also sending oxygen out into the universe, and oxygen is really what we need right now. And so on that note, do subscribe, do watch the other shows that we have here on Oroville Radio, listen to them. And on that note, let's send laughter, intentional laughter, throughout the universe with the strong intention to heal all sentient beings. And we'll see you at the next episode.
You're listening to Oroville Radio.